Well, good morning. As Scott said, I am not Nick. So if you weren't in here when he was talking about that, the bulletin is wrong. Scott, don't be too hard on yourself. You listen about as good as my wife does. You know, I don't wear a suit coat a whole lot. Most of you that go to Richland know that, right? You know, but usually when I preach, I try to look nice. I even asked her this morning, do I look okay? And that should have been a hint, even though I've told her that I was preaching, I think. She sits down after she comes in and goes, you didn't tell me you're preaching. I was like, yeah, I did. So it's all right, Scott. Don't be hard on yourself. It's fine. So I will be in the book of Luke, as Scott said, and that would be the main part of the passage. If you want to turn to Luke 8, but my title of my message, and I think that's wrong too, but it's fine. There's no notes or outline, as Tammy's already pointed out as well. So you can write down whatever you want out of my message, okay? That it's free game this morning. But my title of the message does not change. The seed is always the same, is hopefully what we'll get out of that. My purpose today is no matter the circumstance or the outcome, we are all called to sow God's word. We are all called to sow that seed that God has given us in his scripture, through his son, all those things. We are all called to do that. But let's read Luke 8. I'm going to read verses 4 through 15. As a large crowd was gathering, and the people were flocking to him from every town, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow the seeds. As he was sowing, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Other seed fell on the rock. When it sprang up, it withered, since it lacked moisture. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Still other seeds fell on good ground. When it sprang up, it produced a crop, 100 times what was sown. As he said this, he called out, everyone who has ears to hear should listen. Then his disciples asked him, what does this parable mean? So he said, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given for you to know, but to the rest in parables, so that looking they may not see and hearing they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. The seeds along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the seeds on the rock are those who, when they hear, welcome the word with joy. Having no root, these believe for a while and depart in a time of testing. As for the seed that fell among thorns, these are the ones who, when they have heard, go on their way and are choked with worries, riches, and pleasures of life, and produce no mature fruit. But the seed in the good ground, these are the ones who, having heard the word, with an honest and good heart, hold on to it, and by endurance bear fruit. Let's pray. Dear Father, as we look at these words today and we dive into these, Lord, help us understand that we want to be that good ground. Lord, as believers, we want to bear fruit. And part of that fruit is sowing the seeds that you've asked us to sow. And Lord, that we do this because you loved us so much to send your son. We do this to let others know that there is a Savior. There is salvation. And Lord, just help us realize that no matter what happens, no matter what the situation, Lord, that's what we should be speaking is truth into people's lives. And Lord, we just pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. So as we look at this, and like I said, this is a parable. So up to this point, Jesus had kind of talked and preached and taught in stories. And it was pretty easy to understand. And there really wasn't a question. There might have been one point, and that's what he kind of stuck to. But here, we come to this parable, and there's a lot of different ways we can go with this. And some people call this the parable of the sower. Some call it the parable of the seed. Some people call it the parable of the soils. Now, I'm going to focus more on the seed today, but I'm going to talk about the soils as well. And really, right off the bat, I don't want you to think that this is a story or a sermon on that you can lose your salvation, because you can't. There's four soils, but only one of them had fruit. The other ones didn't. You know, things choked them out. They walked away from that, and we'll talk more about that. But you can't lose something that you don't have. And the way that we know that somebody has true salvation is by the fruit they bear. And that's what we want to look at. And we all struggle with that. And also, too, realize all four of these soils are sitting in this room today. All four of these soils are people that we're around on a daily basis. Maybe it's family members, maybe it's neighbors, maybe it's coworkers. But we're around all four of these soils all the time. To realize that as we go through this. And really, this is an easy one to preach on because I understand how to plant seeds. I'm probably not as good as some, but I understand the concept. And I understand, the people at this time would have understood, okay, here's this guy, he's standing out in the field, he's throwing seeds. Now we don't plant like that in today's world, right? We have planters. If you drove in, a nice big planter up the road, and we make sure the seeds are placed exactly where they need to be placed. Here, this picture, this guy is just throwing seeds wherever. I thought about bringing a bag of seeds and just flinging it out in the crowd, and I figured Nick could kind of get, throw things at me for making a mess. So I didn't. But here he is just throwing seeds wherever, and wherever they land, they land. And in their times, they didn't prepare the soil beforehand. They threw the seeds out, and then they might come back to that good ground and prepare that soil. But realize, and my first point here is God's seed is the best seed. The seed never changes, right? He has one bag of seed, and he's throwing that one seed, but the soils are different. And as I was studying for this, this picture of Israel, and they don't have nice straight fields with nice fence rows like we do. There's a field, and there might be a path, and then there's another field, and then that path is just where people have walked. It's really hard, just like throwing a seed down on this floor. We're not going to do that because it's not going to come up. And then there might be like a row of rocks or weeds, and then another row of just kind of weeds where they got too close to the rocks, and then there would just be this beautiful field of grain. And this is the picture that Jesus is kind of working with here. But there's only one seed. And as we look at these four soils, that first one that it was thrown on that hard ground. Maybe you're here today because somebody invited you to come. Good for them. But maybe you made your mind up before you ever came, but I'm not going to listen. I don't need this. Or maybe you ministered to somebody at work and their reaction is, oh, that's just a bunch of hooey. Those people are like that first ground. They have a seed. There's been a seed thrown their way. Maybe it didn't. It didn't take because the devil was there to take it away, and they weren't able to believe. Then that second one where, it took, but there wasn't enough root. There wasn't enough root for it to come up. And it came up a little bit, and then, a time of testing, some heat came and it went away. Then there was those ones that believed and it believed for a time, but then the world choked them out. We get worried about work. We get worried about finances. We get worried about family. And they go somewhere else. Then there's those ones that root falls right where it needs to fall, and it germinates just like it needs to germinate, and produces that plant, and it produces more fruit. And that's that true believer, to produce that more fruit. And that seed that we're planting is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And each and every one of those soils, each and one of those the people that we encounter every day need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That he came, that he died because of our sin. Nothing that he did. But God's seed is the best. And sometimes that's hard for us to understand because there's a multitude of seeds that we can choose from. If you farm or if you do any kind of gardening and you look through those catalogs, there's hundreds of thousands of different kinds of seeds. And they're made for different kinds of soils. They're made for different kinds of situations. But in our situation, in our lives, there's only one seed that we should be sowing. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Realize every day that you are sowing some kind of seed. When you talk to people, the way that you act around people, the things that you do at work, you're sowing some kind of seed. But is it the gospel of Jesus Christ? Realize that. Second point. So first one, God's seed is the best seed. My second point, sow God's seed always. We don't have an option to, when we think about farming in America in today's world, we think about springtime, right? If I were to go out here in the field in another month in November and you see me alongside the road, just stand in the road throwing seed out, you're probably going to call Tammy and say, hey, Tammy, you need to come get Carson and take him to your work and have him checked out. Something's wrong. Not quite right. We just don't do that. We have seasons. And they would have too. They would have had seasons when you planted and seasons when you harvested. But when we look at the seed of God, we should sow it always. We never stop. It's not like, well, we'll just sow for a little bit and then, you know, we'll wait. No, we continually to sow. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, it says, before God in Christ Jesus, who is going to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly charge you, proclaim the message persistent in whether convenient or not. Rebuke, correct, encourage with great patience and teaching, for the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires will accumulate teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear something new. They will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths. But as for you, keep a clear head in everything, endure hardship to do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Persist, it says here. Persist in whether convenient or not. There's days that it doesn't work to share the gospel, right? Or maybe there's times it's just, I just don't want to share with those people. They don't deserve the gospel. Have you ever said that? I hope not. We'll have a time of invitation at the end that you can come and we'll pray for you. Maybe there's just people in our lives that we just want to run from, that we know that God is calling us to them. But no matter what, no matter what the soil condition is, we have to sow God's seed. We have to share the word. The seed goes against earthly wisdom. It doesn't make sense. There's a guy that died on a cross for me. What? Wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong. Why did he die for me? We talked about it in Sunday school. We all have sin. There's consequences to those sins, right? There has to be payment for that. It doesn't go with what the world is teaching us today. These verses I read in Timothy goes along with what the world says. I'm going to find somebody that agrees with me. I'm going to go to a church that agrees with what I think. That's a great thing about here at Richland. It's the gospel. That's what we preach. If it doesn't agree with you, then you need to check yourself. It's not the message that's wrong. It's what we have in our heart. And that goes for all of us. I'm preaching to myself. You know, there's things that I do on a daily basis that I should look at this and say, ooh, yeah, how can I get up and preach that message? Because it's God's seed. It's God's word. We are God's seed. We've been planted where he wants us to. We've had that seed planted inside of us. There's people in our lives that were willing to do that for us, maybe even when we were kind of hard to deal with. But they still did it. We should still be the same way. Sometimes we want to be like Jonah and run the other way, but God wants us to be the sower and be faithful and never stop sowing. There's no seasons to sowing God's word. There's only the next day. We get up, we do it again. And the thing about these four soils, you know, those first three, that sower, that guy throwing those seeds, he knows it's not going to come up in that path, but he still does it. He still does it. He continues to sow. He continues to throw those seeds out there just like we should. There's people in our lives, we probably say every day, they're not going to listen today. Why would I want to go and just beat my head against the wall? Because God will use that. God will work in their hearts. It's not about you making that seed come up. It's about you just sowing that seed. We're just called to sow, not to produce. Point three, God's seed will always produce fruit. Isaiah 55:9, Scott read that earlier. I didn't tell him that verse, those chapters, so thank you, Scott, for reading that earlier. But 55:9, you know, this is some verses that really didn't come to mind as I was studying, but I preached this message a couple weeks ago at Mineola, and their pastor texted me the night before, just said, hey, praying for you, and he put the scripture reference in there, and I read it the next morning, and I'm like, hey, that kind of goes along with what I'm talking about. Isaiah 55:9 through 11 says, for as heaven is higher than earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For just as rain and snow fall from heaven, do not return without saturating the earth and making it germinate and sprout and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and I will prosper in what I send it to do. We might never see fruit. We might plant and plant and plant and never see a single drop of fruit of what we've done on earth. You know, I've preached a lot of messages. I've gone to other churches and preached, and very few people have ever come forward and asked for prayer. Maybe I'm just a bad speaker. That's probably more likely. But I sowed what God wanted me to sow. I preached those words. I shared those words. We might minister those people that we work with or our family members on a daily basis. We might never see fruit. Well, we have to realize, you know, for a seed to germinate, we all know what that word germinate means, right? Sprout, grow, start. We bury that seed. It has to die in the ground, and then it produces that root, and then it comes up and it produces a plant. It has to be watered. It needs sunshine and air and all those kind of things. You know, when I worked at the school and I grew flowers, people always talked about how great my flowers were. And they're like, well, what do you do special? Well, sunshine and water. That's all it takes, right? That's the same way with God's word. We plant that seed and somebody else is going to come along and water. Somebody else is going to minister to them in a way that starts that process. And there'll be somebody else that'll come along and minister to them in the way that they grow. And produce that fruit that will produce that plant will produce fruit. But we have to die to ourselves. We can't say, well, nobody's ever come forward when I preach. I'm just going to stop. Or that person at work will never listen. No, that's not what we say. We continue to sow those seeds. We continue to do those things God has asked us to do. Seeds germinate differently. Some come right up. Some takes years. Some needs this, you know, the right kind of soil temperature. Some needs really hot. Some needs really cold. You know, as farmers in the days where we wait for that perfect time that we're going to sow that seed. And as Christians, sometimes we wait for that perfect time to sow that seed. And we should just be planting with no care in the world other than that God wants us to sow the seeds that He's given us. We can't wait for that perfect time because then we might miss that perfect time to plant that seed. We just plant. We share. We do what we're supposed to do. But ultimately, we have to die to ourselves. We can't count numbers. We can't, you know, put little marks in our book that, oh, this many people I've saved. It's not about us. It's about what God will get out of this. It's about what God will produce. Like He says, and my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please. Sometimes that means there will be people that hear the word, just like in that first soil, and will never believe. There will be people that come to church and get excited about Christ and never come back. There will be people that get involved and then they lose a job or they lose a family member or they are whatever happens and they never come back. Does that mean that we stop going to those people? We stop talking to those people? We stop sharing God's word? No, we keep going because it's not our word, it's God's word. We're sharing God's word with them and He will accomplish what He wants. His harvest. It's His fruit to harvest, not ours. So as we, you know, kind of come to a close here and we come to a time of the Lord's Supper and we think about who those in our lives that we should be sharing God's word. Who are in our lives should we be sowing the seeds on a daily basis? But maybe we've said, just like Jonah, I'm not going to those people, God. They don't deserve it. That's what Jonah said. Basically, they don't deserve it, God, because I know what will happen. They will get saved, and You won't destroy them. We don't want that. We want people to hear the word and make that decision and make God work in their lives. So they become that last soil that's prepared just right. That's ready. That seed is planted and it germinates and it grows and it produces fruit. Some 100, some 30, some 50. It says in other gospels, again, it's not about the amount, it's about producing fruit. Let's pray. All right, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for loving us enough that you gave us your Son. Lord, that he came and suffered a horrible death and died because you asked him to. And Lord, that action that he did on the cross for each and every one of us, that we would turn around and share that as believers that have been rewarded because of your blessing us with him, Lord, that we should share that with others, knowing that sometimes it's not convenient. Sometimes it's the people that we don't really want to deal with. But Lord, they need to hear your word. They need to hear the gospel, the good news of what your Son did, that he died for each and every one of us, that we all have sin that we can't pay, but his blood can. Lord, I thank you for what that's done in my life and my family's lives and just my church family that you've given me. And Lord, I just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.